And now, the woman whose mood during this show may have been adversely affected because I forgot to buy kosher salt, the sports widow, Molly Erdman.
Thank you for acknowledging that.
That I forgot to buy kosher salt?
Well, you had not acknowledged that already to me privately, but it's important that it's public.
And does this mean your mood will no longer be influenced by this incident?
I don't know. I got to close the kitchen window. It's loud.
The salt incident, as we will forever refer to it, or until there's another one and we have to specify, at which point it will be the kosher salt incident. Is that what we should call it? The kosher salt incident?
Yes.
Would you like to tell our listeners what happened?
Well, the short version is I asked Joe to get salt at the store and he forgot.
Kosher salt. I guess it's really the short version when you say salt.
Right. But the long version is that Joe has a tendency to really
get into
grocery shopping.
I enjoy the grocery shopping.
Which, you know what? Great. I can take it or leave it. So if he has enthusiasm for it, that's fine. But sometimes we end up with a lot of stuff that we don't need just because it was a bargain, which is, again, glass half full. It's not that we end up with a bunch of stuff we don't need and he spent a lot of money on it. But today he came back with a lot of stuff we didn't need and one thing that we needed that he didn't have.
Okay. That is a pretty good summation of it. I would say the didn't need, what I do generally is buy products that have a long shelf life when they are at an all-time low price.
I understand.
And then we have them.
Right.
But we have a lot of cereal right now.
A lot of cereal and like a lot of ice cream types of things, yeah. Which I...
But we had been, for the last few days, have we not been lamenting the lack of dessert items in our house?
And I also bought some chocolate bananas at Trader Joe's.
Oh.
And...
We almost both bought
line,
milk.
Bottom line, it's better...
That would have been a real tragedy, actually, if that had happened.
Yeah. You told me to get... milk at Trader
I know Jones. And then I got milk and forgot, so I called you.
Yeah,
that would have been today would have been the milk incident if we had bought two milks, although with all these boxes of cereal,
yeah,
we'd have had something to do with it.
And also, I mean, the cereal you're buying is not great for Valerie.
Some of it is, and that's the cereal she can eat.
Like what?
Cheerios. Did I buy any Cheerios?
No, you bought Apple Jacks and Corn Pops.
Didn't I also buy the Honey Bunches of Oats? I did.
Okay. All right.
Okay. And those were less than a third regular price. And I was actually complimented. In fact, do we still have the receipt? Did you throw it out?
I don't know, Joe.
This was the all-time receipt. It may have been thrown out. Molly doesn't value such things.
Trash was right here.
I saved.
Lollipops, so I can't find it.
Oh, that's another thing that happened today. So you can see there's a lot of tension today. We could talk about that in a second. The point is, I spent $71. You know what my savings were?
$140.
Well, not that much, but $74 in savings. I was paying 48% retail. That's pretty...
It is, but buying things we don't need is still
not saving
money.
Well, that's what I said when I was complimented by the checkout woman. I said, yeah, I think I end up spending more by saving so much money. And she laughed. We all had a laugh.
Was this the one who God blesses people a lot?
No. There are a few. You know what? I do not go to her on purpose. There are two women I go to.
I swear to God, every time I've been to her, it's because a last-minute shift change right when I'm about
right,
to get up to the line.
Right, she pops in.
Yeah.
She's very...
aggressive.
Aggressively blessing, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
She's been touched by the Holy Spirit and wants to touch you with it as well. Maybe inappropriately.
Maybe.
That's not who I go to.
No.
I go to, is it Susie?
I don't know.
She is an elderly, not elderly, but an Asian woman.
Did you confuse elderly and Asian?
I think her name, there's actually one who's now, I've been to this store so many times.
Yeah.
There is, I think her name is, Violetta is one woman,
mm-hmm.
but she's usually in the self-checkout.
Okay.
And then there is the woman, I forget her name, but she's the one I go to most of the time. She's working most of the time when I shop. And then I don't know this woman's name I went to today, but she's the woman who my father and I went through the checkout line, and he was amazed that she had a like 19-year-old child or something like that because she looks about 24.
Oh, boy.
That's right. Just the lowdown on the people
okay.
I go to.
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
She complimented my shopping savings.
Yeah, you've already mentioned that.
I mean, that's pretty big news for me. I don't usually get complimented for it.
Oh, come on.
Do you want to talk about the lollipops, too? I mean, this should be more of a relationship show. I've done a lot bad today. I threw out about 50 lollipops about 5 minutes ago.
Yeah. It's fine. Look, I'm not a big fan of them, but I don't see the harm in having them around. But Joe just decided we couldn't have them anymore, and he threw them away.
That makes it sound worse than it is. They've been around on the fridge for a long time.
Yeah.
They're dum-dums.
From Anthony's pinata.
Yeah. How did we get so much? There's got to be 60 of those.
Because we got sent home with all of them.
Ah, well, see. We're kind of a depository for some of that stuff for folks.
Why are you sweating so much?
I don't know. It's hot in here, isn't it?
Not really.
If anyone thinks these symptoms are a sign of something, just let us know. It's just Andrew, but what's he saying? Kitchen
Cook
podcast.
Something.
Yeah, I understand. We're going to put a sign up there. Okay, it's all going to make sense. It's going to say Sports Widow, and then we won't
be able to get to
the pots.
We changed our orientation because the lighting from the big window where we were before was too problematic.
Very problematic. This lighting?
Mildly problematic.
So are you mad that I threw out the...
I don't care. You know what? I'm tired. You know what it is? Friday afternoon / night to me is what Sunday night is to most normal working people.
Oh, the dread?
Because tomorrow I teach for 5 hours straight. You know, it's just
And despite the fact that you love teaching, it still wears you out.
It's just a long day, yeah. and
if any of your students are watching this,
no, of course not. But I mean, it's just it's a long day of that, and it's unrelenting because then I come home and you know, Valerie, immediately I have to segue into
parenting.
Yeah,
and that's hard parenting. This is not low impact parenting.
Right.
Right.
So
now
I'm trying.
We're like doing
me,
the CrossFit.
To me,
thing.
Friday afternoon, it's 3:30. So I consider this sort of my last hour of the weekend.
Mm. Of freedom, would you say?
Well, not really.
Wow. Oh, I get it. Because you, to be fair, so far we haven't talked about any sports, but that's okay. So, to be fair, I said, let's not do this.
I know, but you know what? We signed up. We said we're doing this Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And
we
you
did.
Wanted to, you were like, we'll do it Sunday instead. And I don't think that's realistic.
Because Sunday for you is like everyone else's Friday.
No, but I mean, with Valerie here, it's just hard to
I thought we were going
to
do the picks with
that.
Her.
Okay, well, we will. But I didn't think that was going to be something we did live.
Oh, right. That'll be a
anyway, let's make this not just about this. Let's talk about something else.
Got anything you want to talk about?
Well, sure. My cousin.
All right.
My cousin Angela.
Mm-hmm.
She follows the show. Thank you, Angie.
There's also a question. I'll get to. But we'll do your cousin first.
She had something she wanted us to discuss, which is about 3-pointers in basketball, because here's something. They weren't always part of the game.
No.
The 3-point shot in the NBA was adopted in 1979, Magic Johnson and Larry Bird's rookie season. In the NCAA, it wasn't until 1986. And mm-hmm. I know the emphasis that I just made on NCAA was weird, but that's how
I said it. You can say it any way you want.
And so she asked how we think it has impacted the game and what would happen if they hadn't allowed it.
It's pretty in depth. It's a pretty in depth question there. I can tell you the ABA, which was the American Basketball Association, where they played with the red, white, and blue ball.
Mm.
Dr. J was in that. It was a competing league that the NBA absorbed some of the teams.
Mm-hmm.
And until very recently, one of the very smart owners of his team got 1/30th of all the merchandising money of the NBA in perpetuity.
Wow.
His team was dissolved, but as part of his deal, instead of taking a lump sum, which would have been maybe $2, $3 million at the time, mm-hmm. he just asked for a very small percentage of the league's overall revenue going forward in perpetuity.
Smart.
And it turned out to be like $500, $600 million.
Oh, man.
And then the NBA just bought him out. They were like, we can't keep doing this anymore. So they bought him out. So
what if they were like, we're not going to give you 1% of the revenue. We're going to give you 1% of the merchandise. And so every year he had like a bunch of Orlando Magic tube socks.
Like NBA guys, when they have sneaker deals, they end up having hundreds of pairs of shoes because the company just sends them to them. And that's when you realize that those shoes cost about $4 to make. So what I think would happen, well, we're seeing what's happening right now. This is a very in-depth answer, and I'm sorry if I'm getting too sportsy, but you've had about 10 minutes of domestic squabbling to precede it.
And more to come.
Yeah. It's dominating the NBA now because people have figured out a three-pointer, you only have to hit a third of your shots if you're shooting three-pointers to equal hitting a half of your shots that are two-pointers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And oftentimes a two-point shot and a three-point shot are only 1 foot's difference.
Right.
And in fact, there are some parts of the floor, because the three-point line is not the same distance all the way around. It's closer on the sidelines.
If you were off to the side, you could be closer to the basket.
You could get 3 points for a 17-foot shot that would cost you, would only give you 2 points if you shot it from up at the top of the key.
Wow.
Yeah. So what has happened is everyone can shoot three-pointers now. You get guys like the unicorn, Kristaps Porzingis, who's 7'3"
mm-hmm.
and can shoot outside. You know, Dirk Nowitzki's kind of the prototype of this. A guy who's normally, in 1979, they would have made Dirk Nowitzki a big center. And he'd have played against, you know, Patrick Ewing and Hakeem Olajuwon. But with guys like Kevin Garnett and Dirk Nowitzki and, to a lesser degree, Duncan, but more skilled guys who were tall, they started dribbling earlier because it was more of a part of the game to be able to do that overall game. Now, in Europe, they've been doing that for years.
What do you mean they started dribbling earlier?
I mean, they started becoming better ball handlers. That's what I should say. Oh. Like, it wasn't as big a deal if you were a big guy to be able to dribble like a guard.
Gotcha.
To dribble like a small guy. You wouldn't have to. But the game is becoming more and more positionless, so where everybody does everything.
Right.
As opposed to, it used to be the big guy would be down close to the basket, the little quick guys would be out around the outside, and while it has been better for the good shooters, it's been worse for kind of big plotting guys. You don't see as many of them.
Hmm.
I think overall it makes the game more exciting, but they're going to have to change it back at some point, or else no one's going to be taking a shot. There's much less incentive to shoot inside.
Right.
And this is all because of analytics. The three-point line, until about 5 years ago, was about the same. It maybe got a little more, a little more, a little more steadily. And then in the last 5 years, when people have just trusted statistical analysis, people have been like, why am I shooting for two when I could shoot for three? And it makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
And so it has had more effect on the NBA than maybe anything other than the freshmen being allowed to, or like high school kids coming in, which then went away, and then European players. Those are the three things that have really influenced the league.
You have to do 1 year of college
now
to
you have
get
to
get into the NBA?
Yes.
Okay.
When LeBron came in, Garnett and Kobe, you didn't have to.
Mm.
And then they changed that rule. And that's, you know, that could go to the Supreme Court and stuff because it's a right to work and everything. And if, people are able to, like baseball, you can get drafted out of high school, but if you decide to go to college, you have to go for 3 years, which I think is a good call because you might get your few guys who are supernatural talents like Bryce Harper. He actually got his GED so he could graduate high school early and went to community college and then got drafted. If you're like that, then it makes sense. Or LeBron James. But if you decide not to do that, then you have to make your commitment to the school for 3 years.
Right.
That's how baseball does it, and I think that's a good way to do it. Football does it like that, too, except you can't come out in high school. You got to do 3 years.
Yeah.
So that's a little... That was only 4 minutes, but that was pretty intense sports.
Okay.
I apologize if that was too intense.
We should... There is one other question.
This is a much easier one. Tony Romo or Jay Cutler on the Jets? Neither of them... will be on the Jets. Here's how it's going to shake out. Tony Romo's going to go to the Houston Texans. And Jay Cutler is going to go to the Redskins. And the Redskins quarterback, Kirk Cousins, is going to go to the 49ers. And in that instance, Trevor Siemian is going to stay with Denver. So he's not going to go to the Jets. So the Jets are going to get, like, the guy from San Francisco who did not kneel. What is his name?
Kaepernick.
Colin Kaepernick. Yeah, he went to Nevada. That's who the Jets are getting, Colin Kaepernick. So that's bad news for the Jets.
Did you notice just then you couldn't think of a name and I thought of it?
You did. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm glad you haven't let your anger at me cloud your sports knowledge.
I'm not angry. It's just been a long day.
I know. And you know that I kind of like it when you're angry. See? Now, if you couldn't see, if you're just one of the listeners who, you know, I do the show for, I just showed our, what is that, our logo?
I guess, yeah.
Which is a picture of Molly being annoyed at me.
Yeah.
I also had a screenshot of you being annoyed at me for a long time.
I know.
You remember that face?
Mm-hmm.
Real mean.
Mm-hmm.
You're a mean lady. So there are some sports to talk about. Other than that intense thing, the salt. I wrote down the salt as the lead story for us today. That was our biggest thing. And then the question and stuff. We mentioned Tim Tebow yesterday.
Wednesday.
I'm on a three-day week. It's only when we do the podcast that it counts as a day. I'm in hibernation on Tuesdays and Thursdays mentally. So Tebow, we talked about how he's not really a player, but the Mets have him there as kind of a sideshow. Apparently he was being stalked by a woman at spring training. He's got
really?
A stalker. Yeah.
Cool. Good now, for him.
Well, the funny thing is he's probably one of the worst baseball players there, and he's the one getting stalked.
Yeah.
Well, that says something about football in the South. He's a hero as a football player in the South. Here's another observation I've made about football in the South. When you see SEC games and they cut to the crowd, 85% of the time it is college women co-eds. Is co-eds even
Please
a term?
Please don't say co-eds.
I didn't. I started saying it, and I thought, it's just college women.
Yeah.
College women. Who, I think, more than any other
demographic,
Southern college SEC women love their football games more than... And now there's going to be Wisconsin fans who are like, I'm a woman, love it. But, all you see are just women in those crowds that they cut to. And it's not like that for Big Ten games and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The other 15% of shots are guys with a cowbell and a 2-year-old right next to it, where he's hammering on the cowbell and the 2-year-old is going deaf,
well,
which is something I actually saw in a Mississippi State game. Idiots.
Why would you take a 2-year-old to a football game anyway?
Hey, the only thing worse than that is taking a 2-year-old to a Grateful Dead show, which I've also seen people do.
You should do your podcast about places you've seen 2-year-olds.
I've seen them a lot of places. Most places appropriate. But
yeah.
Many not.
Inappropriate.
A hot tub. I saw an infant in a hot tub one time, and I wanted to yell at that woman. I was so mad.
Movies.
I may have said something. She was German. Yeah. Movies. Yep. My parents told me that they took my brother, baby brother, to one of the Star Wars movies. I was very mad.
Well, babies, like babies, they're just going to sleep through it.
Ah.
I think it's once you get
2-year-old.
Yeah. Then they're like seeing the images, and then it becomes intense.
And there was a movie recently my brother and I went to. It was an X-Men movie, I think. And there's a violent depiction of one of the characters' wife and child dying.
Oh.
And there was
spoiler alert.
Right. And there were little kids there watching this. And I could see they were distressed by it. It was not good.
Yeah.
Don't do that, folks.
We saw a movie yesterday.
We did, which is so rare.
We did, yeah.
We saw Get Out,
mm-hmm.
which is a scary movie. I mean, part of it is I get real scared in movies. We've talked about this many times.
Joe is very, very jumpy.
No matter what.
And it was very annoying because he was scared to go to the movie, talking about it all morning, about his anxiety about it.
Yeah.
And then we got there and he wouldn't stop talking. Like he just kept being like whispering, I'm scared.
I get scared. Here's the thing. I'm very jumpy. My mother, I inherited this from her. If my mother is in the kitchen You have to announce your presence from a different room before entering the kitchen, lest she shriek and throw whatever is in her hand up in the air, whether it be, you know, a cup of flour or a knife. Only two things she ever holds.
She's like the Statue of Liberty, but it's a cup of flour and a knife.
Give me your pastries. And so I've inherited that, and I've said many times, but the one I remember, Puss in Boots, the movie, I got scared, and my daughter was very surprised. But it was a scary movie, and I don't go to those.
But it wasn't a slasher
but
movie.
No, but I knew it was going to be tense and suspenseful, and all the reviews were so good, so I knew that that would have been executed really well. But I overcame my desire to – I don't go to horror movies. But this was so well reviewed, and we know Jordan –
I wouldn't really call it a horror movie.
No.
To me, horror is more like gruesome.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. But it was. I knew it was scary.
Yeah.
It's in the horror genre, I would bet.
Yeah, I guess so. But to me, it was more sort of psychological mystery-ish in a lot of ways.
True. True. Maybe like, it was kind of like that show that the guy was in, Black Mirror, where they're almost like, you know, something's just a little bit off. And still has kind of a base. Yeah, that's a really good one of those is what it would be.
Yeah, it was a very good movie.
It was.
I enjoyed it.
It was very good. Congratulations, Jordan. Mm-hmm. I saw he tweeted to people that they should, when they see it the second time, then you know what's coming. So it's like a different way of watching the movie, which I thought was a clever way to
get people to see your movie twice.
Well, I know. I mean, it's not like he needs more people to see the movie. I don't begrudge him that.
Yeah, I guess
it's doing pretty good.
It's smart marketing. I
think it's like already like 20 times the budget it's made.
Yeah.
I hope he sees a good amount of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like half. Think he'll see half?
I don't think he'll see half.
Too bad.
I don't know.
Who knows?
No, I know.
Who knows?
Yeah.
All right. So you got to get those points when you do your movie, right? Isn't that what it is?
So, yeah.
It's like, I need my points.
You need the merchandising percentage.
Like, what do I got like 8 points on this show.
Wow.
When this show gets money... Whatever the 8 points translates to, I get it.
I think it's zero.
Well, then let's increase my amount.
So
I want 20 points.
I see you have your list up. Mm-hmm. Can we talk about, when do I start filling out my brackets?
Sunday. So the brackets, you know, Sunday, Selection Sunday, if you will, is coming up. So this is a bit of a preview. Selection Sunday is when all the championship games happen. And then at the end of all that, the selection committee makes their decisions. And sometimes it's last minute. If there's a team in the final that wouldn't get in without winning, they have to wait till that. And then they seed them all and it all comes out with a big show.
And so does the tournament start next Thursday?
What?
When does the tournament
Tuesday
start?
Tuesday is the play-in games because those games that don't, you know, the 68.
You just said what like Valerie does.
Well, she says it like I do, I think, is how it goes.
What?
That's been her big reaction. And when we say that, I think we'll probably, let's predict this, if you are going to watch our Selection Sunday special taped earlier, I bet you'll get a couple of what on mascots. When we tell her what the mascots of teams are, like the Demon Deacons.
What?
What the heck is a Demon
what
Deacon?
What in the world?
She's a little bit like Bill Cosby, I just realized.
Oh.
What in the world? That was a pretty bad Bill Cosby.
Okay, but so for me, when do I fill out my brackets? Like, when is that available to me? Sunday?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I haven't gotten anything about it.
No, you won't get. I mean, you'll get something probably Saturday, or the invite will go out.
I get really tense about that. I'm not going to get my invite.
You have a phobia of being left out.
Yeah.
And I've never had that phobia. You know why?
Never left out.
Well, I won't let myself be left out,
which could also be a character flaw. That's what I'm trying to do, is not let myself be left out.
I won't let you be left out. That's why you married me,
okay.
To say the things you're afraid to say.
All right. I'm not afraid
to feel the things you're afraid to feel.
Yeah, I didn't need that.
You killed a bug last night for us that was very scary. Let's talk about that.
Okay.
Talk about a scary day. I should be tired from all the stress of yesterday. We saw a scary movie and then a huge silverfish. Biggest silverfish I've ever seen.
Really? Oh, I thought that was a typical size.
That was a huge silverfish.
You just don't see a lot of them because I kill them.
Well, I always see them initially. I find them, I'd say, more than you, and then you kill them.
You don't know that you find them more than me because I don't announce the ones that I find.
I announce
everybody. I would say every
day
I find and kill 10 silverfish.
No. Oh, my God. Oh, that's terrifying to even think of that. You did become a very good fly killer.
Yep.
We may have talked about this, but we had there was a pressure change.
It was
pressure,
very weird.
Pressure drop.
Weather phenomenon.
Which is a great, I think, Peter Tosh song, maybe, or Jimmy Cliff. Ooh, pressure drop. Oh, pressure gonna come on you. You know that
song? And
that
made the flies come.
Well, it was a barometric pressure drop, and so our apartment filled with flies. I know people are like, wait a second, that's ridiculous. But that's the excuse I'm going for, not the rotting meat. I have another rotting meat story from my college days.
Okay.
Point is, you became better than even a cat at killing, especially our cats, at killing flies. Our cats were the worst.
Yeah.
Our cats have rescued bugs, literally, from water dishes. Her cat, a little cricket, goes in the water and was going to drown. The cat tosses it out and it goes behind the television. Gone.
Never to be seen again.
Well, maybe by her when it thanked her later that evening and they had their little animal party in the living room.
Oh. But, well, yeah. Anyway, so there was a silverfish last night.
In our popcorn bowl.
Running from the kitchen and I drowned it.
So luckily I had trapped it accidentally because it's a big bowl and I had the popcorn, the top of the popcorn kettle that I made and had some popcorn stuck to it.
A lid.
And I was going to knock it into the bowl and I saw the silverfish and I just dropped it instinctively and it dropped there and some of the hot popcorn fell on the silverfish. That didn't kill him though.
No. No. So I put it in the sink. I was going to smash it, but in the bowl, I wasn't quite sure. I was worried there were too many egress points.
And it was real fast, as I recall,
yeah,
watching it for the
second.
Yeah,
they're fast, so I put it in the sink and I
waterboarded
filled
it
with
it.
The water.
And then she was like, oh, it's going to swim, and then we just drained it.
Yeah.
But, you know, silverfish, don't come around here.
Because a similar fate awaits you.
Yes.
Yeah.
There may have even been more on the list, but who cares at this point?
Yeah, so we'll be back Monday with our... sorry, I screamed into the microphone. We'll be back with our tournament selections.
Yeah, Sunday.
As chosen by Valerie Canale.
And this is not like our picks for you to hold yours up against.
Oh,
this
no.
is more of an entertainment type thing.
For entertainment purposes only.
Yeah.
Always.
Always.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's good for now. You can watch us on the Sports Widow page on Facebook. Please become our friend. Is that what you do, or follow us?
Like it.
Like
and
it.
And follow. I don't
know.
Yeah.
If you could just get one of your friends to like it, I'll get one of my friends to like one of your things.
Oh, that's nice.
I don't know if I can promise that. But
okay.
Do your part first, and we'll see if I can do mine.
All right.
I promise to try.
That's all we can ask.
I don't even know if that's true, but it doesn't matter. Point is... We need more people to watch this thing or listen to it because you can listen to it on iTunes.
Right.
So, listeners, you always get the privilege of stopping early.
Aye.
So, bye for you.